truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy, and you are listening to Vaccine Free America. And this is our first anniversary on republicbroadcasting.org. So I am as excited as can be. My co-host this evening is Ingrid Castle of Immunize Wisely, the show that follows mine, and the founder of VacLib.org, VACLIB.org. What an incredible resource. If you want to find out about vaccines, sure, listen to our shows, but definitely visit her website. So welcome, Ingrid Castle.
Hi, it's really glad. I'm glad to be here on such an auspicious day. There's so much going on in our country right now, and there's never been a better time to fight for our liberties. I mean, serious. I mean, this is, you know, I feel like we're on a cliff, you know, just hanging, you know, and holding on to, you know, liberty by a thread in a sense. So it certainly has inspired a lot of real patriots to stand up against some of the stuff going on right now, which is, you know, to me, pure communism. But other people would say pure communitarianism, huh?
We have to lead this fight. We are soldiers in this fight for a long time, you twice as long as I, and this is our time. You have to realize and recognize that this is our time, because we have practiced, rehearsed, et cetera, and we're the good guys. Let's face it. You know, there are people out there raising hell for all the weirdest reasons, you know, and we there's so many important things to be addressing right now. But anyway, what does independence mean to you, Ingrid Castle?
Well, I actually, for me, it's the freedom to make choices. You know, to me, as a spiritual being first, you know, finding myself in a physical body, my understanding is that everything is growing spiritually in my life. You know, it's always lessons. You know, we always are learning and growing, and hopefully we're growing closer to being more conscious and more enlightened and more feeling the peace of God in our soul and connecting more with that than our ego self. So with that said, to me, once our choices are limited as they're proposing, you know, with these different kinds of mandates and, you know, house arrest, everything under the fear of some alleged microbe or virus that, you know, is provably does not stay on services, does not stay alive to contaminate. I mean, you know, I already did shows on how this stuff is not contagious and not infectious. And that really, that's a lot for people to swallow. But this is what we've been fighting for a long time. At Vaccination Liberation, we've been trying to, you know, get people really clear on how our bodies work, how the microbial universe works, and, you know, sickness can only happen when you have a degree of unhealth on the physical. Yet, you know, any kind of infection, all that stuff is opportunistic. It doesn't just, you know, happen in a vacuum. You know, I mean, you know, I could be around a whole bunch of people that are sick and not get sick myself, or I could get sick. But what does that prove anything? You know, you get a flu shot and you don't get sick, or you don't get a flu shot and you do get sick. Does that prove anything? No, because there's so many other factors. I know a lot of people that get a flu shot and they get sick every year, or they don't get a flu shot at all and they haven't had the flu in 20 years, whether it was, you know, but it doesn't matter. I haven't actually had an acute illness in 4 years, but does that say anything? I mean, no, not really. I mean, there's so many factors. But
I'll tell you what I think says something is getting a flu shot and being far vastly more likely to test positive for COVID.
That's exactly right. And so, and just to answer real quick the question, I hear I went off in tangents. We have to, as spiritual beings, have more choices, not less, because we can't learn spiritual lessons and the nature of this universe without an increased expansion of choices. And when we have our choices limited, you know, we might as well be, have let AI take over, as this Moderna vaccine seems to imply, and just kick out our soul and let's just go ahead and be biorobots or, pretty soon, go from bio and kick out the bio, kick out the God, and just be robots. So I think all of that is where the deep state would want us to go, and obviously what's going on in our government is challenging the deep state, in my humble opinion, but that's what all this chaos is about, in my opinion.
Well, I would like people, in order to gain their independence, to look at the mainstream media and think, how do they want me to react? If you make that your main objective in watching television, is how do they want me to react? I think that people will just, this whole duping will go away. I remember speaking to a very old lady, and she was saying that she watches the news to see how they're lying to us. And I thought, well, there's experience for you. I'm reading it says infant deaths decreased 30% during lockdown, coinciding with sharp drop in vaccinations. Yes, Ken, isn't that something to celebrate? Everybody, if you're going to pop a bottle of champagne tonight, make it in honor of 30% more infants living because of decreased visits to pediatricians. It is just, this is our moment in the sun, everybody. Enjoy it. Happy 4th of July.
I agree. That is, when we are inundated with so much dark news, there were things that were positive as a result of the lockdown, and one thing was getting families together. I mean, aside from the 30% increase in survival rate of our infants, but, having our families with their children and finding that they do have the ability to homeschool their children, and they've always felt it was, beyond their reach. And most children just want to be with their parents as much as possible. They don't want to be farmed out to these public schools. They don't like it at all. Not only do they not like what they teach, they don't like bullying by classmates, they don't like the propaganda, they don't like the school trying to, circumvent parental authority or any of that, Most children have a strong intuitive sense intact, and so just the, the chance, for 6 weeks to 2 months of being at home with their parents, was huge, and it really brought a lot of families close together, and I really like celebrating that, because they were, rushing 5G in all the schools during the lockdown, and I think a lot of people started waking up to just how toxic the schools are, and so many people are pulling out as a result. They're not going to send them back in the fall, and that's all good news to me.
I saw a video about what children can expect when they return to school, and then I saw a photograph and both of these things then I saw another report. Well, I'll just give it to you real quick. When you get to school, you have a hand sanitizer you're supposed to put on your hands. You're supposed to, they have arrows with distancing so that everybody walks 6 feet apart. The classrooms, I didn't see. Oh, yes, I saw a picture of a classroom that had actual plastic sheets between the desks, floor to ceiling. They said they were closing all public spaces, including the cafeteria, the library, and the playground. Fresh air. Also, I saw another video, gentleman made, showing fences around the schools going 10 feet high.
Oh.
So that's what they can expect when they go back to school.
Yeah, that's actually horrifying.
Plus 5G, plus 5G.
Right, and to me, all of that is horrifying because human touch is more important than people realize. I mean, that it gives, you know, just hugging and being able to touch your friends, family, you know, greeting people with a hug and a kiss. This is actually really important, those tactile senses being stimulated just by touch. We're not talking about sexual encounters. We're just talking about the importance of touch. You'll talk to many couples and, you know, forget sex. They just want that comfort of someone to cuddle up with at night and to go to sleep. Well, you never outgrow that as a baby, as a child. You always want that, you know, be able to have that close, tactile, you know, be able to touch someone and have human contact. And to have this six-foot distancing and, you know, and not being able to see someone speak. There's no lip reading anymore, you know, for people that are hard of hearing that can usually do lip reading, and deaf people. You know, that's just criminal to me. And
well, sarcasm.
I'm a sarcastic
person, you know, and you can usually tell by my smirk that I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? We've lost sarcasm because now what you say, you can't imply with your facial muscles what you really mean, you know? So I feel like sarcasm has to go. Get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. I love jokes and sarcasm, but at this point, it's hard to make light of the gravity of what we're dealing with in terms of these overreaching governors and mayors. I like what Heather Scott, Heather Scott apparently is pretty known throughout the country, and she was my former representative, you know, before I moved. I knew Heather before she ever ran for office, and how she, you know, really planned the whole thing. As soon as one election cycle was over, she spent 2 years campaigning and having community meetings in every small town and every rural area. She went all around the first district of Idaho, and that's how she got in. She won the hearts of the common people and got them inspired to get involved. And, you know, she has a whole story. It's pretty fascinating. But this is what she said for Independence Day. She said, "It is great to see so many people out and about today enjoying summer and trying to take a break from our country's current crises." But then she says, "As new mask mandates and edicts are forced upon us from heavy-handed government, you know, like governors and mayors across our country and state, I ask myself, is this the year we lose America? I would encourage you to find a copy of our Declaration of Independence. Read it and ponder why the Founding Fathers pledged everything to be free from tyranny. Did they fight for our country and our independence in vain? Did they sacrifice their lives, property, and time for nothing? Will we allow our republic at any level to slip backwards and sink into the very pit of tyranny that they saved us from? Or will we choose to live as a free people who know our rights and guard them jealously, and be willing to draw common lines in the sand? Spend your..." And then she says, you know, she kind of goes on, you know, how it's important to connect with friends, neighbors, and loved ones, and, you know, plan for the coming day. She's one of those people that thinks that it's only going to get worse. And my whole thing is that it's a wake-up call, and after this year, it's going to get better. So, you know, my whole... I am not... into that it's going to get worse. To me, the last 10 years were as bad as it's going to get. I mean, you know, and this year, you know, and then it's going to change. But that's, you know, we all have our own feelings about these things, you know, and we all have our beliefs. But I like this one, too. This is good. What does land of the free really mean to me? There was a time when our children stood at attention and with pride put their hand on their heart and in one united voice recited the Pledge of Allegiance. There was a time when strength and honor meant something. There was a time when standing for our country and flag meant something. There was a time when our history, our heritage, was taught with pride and respect and not altered by Common Core or anything else. I mean, it's amazing, just so you know, how our curriculum has changed over the years. I watched it with my daughter, and it was horrifying. It's just gotten worse. They're rewriting history. But anyhow, I interjected. Okay, there was a time when respect was given to those who served, bled, and died to protect and defend our freedom. There was a time when we were grateful. There was a time when our accomplishments meant something. There was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united. And there was a time when these United States of America, one nation under God, was united under our common heritage and flag. A flag that was carried in battle by brave patriots is a symbol of freedom and justice for all, no matter of our race, religion, or background, and a beacon of hope when flown. Obviously, this has changed ever since JFK was killed, but anyway. A mark of respect to their memory, to those who willfully sacrificed their lives to defend our freedom. There was a time when we, the people, decided our future, a time when we, the people, had a voice, and a time when we, the people, were united and strong. And there was a time when the media was free from political bias and corruption. There was a time when our elected leaders stood their ground, dug in, and defended those they represented. How many men and women in uniform are currently serving on the front lines abroad, only to look back in horror to see the homeland on fire? What does the word patriot mean to you? Land of the free, home of the brave? Now is the time to not be. Now is not the time to be complacent. Will you answer the call? So this is what Ronald Reagan said. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. He didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were once free.
Oh, that's chilling. That is chilling, the thought of having to say that to your children because you let it slip through your fingers. Now, these people are real smart, and they've had hundreds of years, it appears, to prepare for, stealing our freedoms, stealing our lives. They've had a lot of experience planning and, executing incrementally. And it's a lot of people compare it to putting a frog in boiling water. So people don't realize that their liberties are slipping away and you don't get them back. Notice the Patriot Act is reactivated every couple of years, right? No matter who's president, the Patriot Act keeps coming back. So once you've lost it so long, and the Patriot Act is a fine example of that.
I totally agree with you on that. I mean, that was something that should have never been restated and renewed every year. But, we have emergency powers every January. That's why we have executive orders. There would be no such, there shouldn't be anything such as executive orders. But, we have been in a state of emergency, frankly, since the Civil War, since we all became corporate citizens under United States Incorporated. So, that's a whole other thing. So Trump's actually used it to his advantage. A lot of people aren't real happy how he's used that, but he's actually done some good things that certainly aren't in the mainstream. I really like the incremental changes. The One Step Act, that was huge for our prisoners, and having tax incentives for employers to hire people newly released from prison. So that's really good. Oh, there's other things, too.
We'll be right back with Ingrid Castle on our first anniversary of Back to the Free America with Sally L. Horton. Stay tuned.
Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark.
Hey. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Open up our eyes and our heart. Let the light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. I hope you're outside having a wonderful time and we'll hear this in archive instead of being inside on a beautiful day. It is here in New York anyway. How is it where you are, Ingrid? How's it look outside?
Oh, it's like a beautiful day. It's where I live, it's a high of 75, but I think it's cooler here. And it's just like, you know, it's literally the perfect temperature. You know, a light breeze. It's very nice. And I'm actually at a party of like-minded friends.
Aren't we supposed to have an eclipse this evening?
Well, absolutely. Tonight? We're supposed to have an eclipse. It's a lunar eclipse, and there's all kinds of, anyway, people that do Vedic astrology, there's all kinds of dire predictions that there's going to be a lot of chaos because I think the moon's in Capricorn or whatever. So anyone, not everyone is into the astrology thing, but you could just pay attention this weekend. You'll find miscommunications. You'll find just general upsets and things that happened that weren't intended. So there, you know, it was encouraged that people don't go out because of all the use of the fireworks. They want to use the fireworks to do more destruction and mayhem. You know, the you know, BLM, Black Lives, that's not Bureau of Land Management, Black Lives Matters organization, and Antifa, and, you know, what other, you know, what other, all the other groups. But I was glad to see that, you know, the people that were doing the damage in Washington, D.C., are actually being cited with felonies. But, you know, Donald Trump is being really clear because he wants to return our, to a Republican form of government, that it's up to mayors and governors to act to protect their states, cities, and monuments. So we'll see. I mean, he could do the Insurrection Act at any time, but I don't know. It's all, I mean, he's really resisting having that heavy hand, and for good reason. But anyway, do you mind if I read something that I thought was just great? Because there's all these people that, you know, on the network, I know they just don't trust Donald Trump, you know, because of his connection with Israel, blah, blah, blah. And I get all that. I get all that. I'm just saying there is so many things this president has done that is anti the deep state, and that's actually been overall good, certainly better than the last 20 years. I'm still giving him some credence that, you know, he could turn things around. I don't know. All I know is that I'm really tired of people that are patriots, alleged patriots, you know, demonizing him just as bad as the mainstream media. So it's like, my gosh, you know, you need to look a little bit at the positive. But this is from James Beltmeyer, MD, Trump, existential threat to the New World Order. We're probably going to have a commercial break in a minute, but I wanted to read, because it's a really good letter, about the, and he says, the ongoing attacks by the political establishment on President Donald Trump, which began even before he was elected, are without parallel in history. The savagery, frenzy, and outright hysteria displayed by the president's enemies within the Democrat Party, the media, and the various power centers, the globalist elites, have no prior precedent. This president has been spied on, lied about, made the subject of phony foreign dossiers, insulted, ridiculed, scorned, mocked, and threatened. We have witnessed Hollywood celebrities advocate for blowing up the White House, demand the president be beaten, jailed, or even assassinated, and his children tortured and sexually abused. We have seen politicians in Washington try to convict the president of non-existent crimes, investigate him and his family members for everything from tax returns to guests at his hotels, project onto him crimes that they themselves have committed, and seed his administration with leakers and double agents. No other president in American history has been treated in such a shameful manner. Not Lincoln, not FDR, not Nixon, not Reagan. What is it about this president that has roused such demons in his political foes? What is it about this president that drives his opponents to the brink of insanity? What is it about this president that so terrifies and terrorizes the Pelosis, Schiffs, Schumers, and the George Soroses? Is it simply that he is not part of the club, a brash outsider with a different style? Is it merely because he's outspoken and tramples on political correctness? Is it because he's sometimes unpresidential? Because he is sometimes unpresidential in his demeanor, at least in their minds? Not at all. After all, aren't these the same folks who love Bill Clinton, whose extracurricular activities involved cigars and staining blue dresses in the Oval Office? Of course, Clinton was beloved by the globalist elites who pull the strings on world governments. He gave them NAFTA, after all. He gave them the World Trade Organization. He made tens of billions of dollars for them and their stockholders through their unfair trade deals that cost America 5 million manufacturing jobs and closed 70,000 factories. He also gave the military-industrial complex plenty of profit-making military interventions, from Haiti to Bosnia to Serbia and Iraq. Bill Clinton, for all his corruption, delivered the goods for the New World Order. Donald Trump, of course, never played ball with these globalists. He was elected explicitly on an anti-globalist platform that put America first. From day one, he started to implement that America First agenda, earning him the undying enmity of all those whose profits are secured by selling out American workers, American jobs, and America's national sovereignty. President Trump pulled us out of the TPP, billions in lost profits for the globalists. President Trump pulled us out of the job-destroying Paris Climate Accords, billions in lost profits for foreign nations like Communist China, at our expense. Read NASA's report. President Trump began the process of securing the U.S. border, billions in lost, cheap, illegal immigrant labor for the business roundtable. President Trump imposed tariffs on China, becoming the first president ever to address Beijing's annual $500 billion rape of our economy. Billions in lost profits for corporations who ship our jobs to one of the worst tyrannies on the planet. President Trump renegotiated NAFTA. Again, billions in lost profits for the cheap labor crowd. President Trump launched the process of extricating the U.S. from endless foreign wars and avoiding new wars with nations like Iran and North Korea. Billions, perhaps trillions, in lost profits for the globalist war machine. Is the picture becoming clear? In each instance, the president's policies have represented a dramatic upending of the globalist agenda of both parties. The Carter, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama agendas of continuous war and the continuous looting of America's wealth and hauling out of the American middle class. With both parties and their representatives in Congress beholden to campaign donors whose profits are threatened by Trump's America First initiatives, is it no wonder that both Democrats and never-Trump Republicans, all globalist socialists, are determined to bring this president down? Most of the mass media is controlled by these same global corporations. After all, doesn't Amazon's Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, own the Washington Post? As was said in Watergate, just follow the money. And while you're following the money, see if it leads to a $500 million left-wing slush fund run by the shadowy Soros and Clinton-linked group called Arabella Advisors, which is funding the anti-Trump political agenda through dozens of high-sounding front groups. Folks, the New World Order gang is in full retreat all over the globe, from Brexit in the UK to the populist governments of Hungary and Poland, to the Yellow Vest movement in France and Salvini in Italy. The middle and working classes are demanding the overthrow of their nation-destroying overlords. The overlords who have flooded their countries with unassailable immigrants from North Africa and surrendered their sovereignty to the European Union and its unaccountable bureaucrats in Brussels. They have lived the unfulfilled promises of the globalists, that giving up national sovereignty and relocating jobs abroad would usher in a new era of peace and prosperity. Well, the exact opposite has happened. The globalist vision has resulted in $7 trillion of pointless wars in the Middle East, an immigration crisis, the loss of jobs, and declining standards of living. In the United States, Donald Trump has emerged as the New World Order's most tenacious and determined foe as he fights the good fight for the American people, our constitutional rights and liberties, and the sovereignty of our nation. He is an existential threat to the New World Order. Unlike other Republican presidents of the recent past, he can't be bought and has no price. Unlike them, he doesn't give in and he doesn't give up. Go ahead, globalists. Try your impeachment games. Try your Senate trials. It won't work. In fact, it will backfire on all of you as, after 3 years of trying to prevent the Electoral College from voting for Trump, stopping the inauguration, unleashing Jim Comey and the FBI, CIA, spying, Robert Mueller and his phony Russiagate probe, tax returns, emoluments, Kavanaugh, and all the rest, the patience of the American public is wearing thin. We aren't as stupid as you think, something you will recognize clearly come November 3rd, 2020. And all I can say is if Trump doesn't get in another 4 years, we will have given up our country. I mean, that's how serious it is. And I know a lot of people, it's like, they don't really get what the game is going on. Certainly nobody in their right mind would vote for Biden, but a third party at this point is throwing away your vote. And there's actually a plan that's been 40 years in the making. So I think there's a few people that are with me on RPN. It took me a while to get, to understand what was going on. And so even though people are asking me, Trump is like, we're going to have forced vaccination. I said, no, we don't have that. He doesn't have that authority. That's up to our states. And we need to fight against that. It's totally up to our states. He has no authority to do that at all. But, he is, playing somewhat of a game. But there's never going to be a federal law that says we have to have a vaccine for the common cold. Or, there is never a federal law that says we can't get hydroxychloroquine plus zinc to treat, flus and colds or any of that. That's all done at the state level. So that's about all I have to say. To me, our liberties we're holding on to them by a thread. And my guest actually next week is going to be Peggy Hall. She has the detail on how we can fight these mandatory masking rules that they're trying to do in different cities. They're actually trying to push ordinances through in different cities. And you need to be right on there. She won a lawsuit in California on it. Anyway, go to thehealthyamerican.org, thehealthyamerican.org. She has flyers, tools. I mean, she's great. She's really on it, and she understands that we all should have a right to as much oxygen and breath as we can get. I mean, if we're going to keep this physical body alive and free from disease, we need more oxygen, not less, and we need to be able to breathe. Really? You think so?
Who wrote the piece that you read? Did you write that, or who did?
I will forward that to you if you'd like. I don't have a website for it, unfortunately, so I can't put it in the chat room.
Right,
but it says top doctor in San Diego County, he was a top doctor in San Diego County in California in 2012, 2014, 2016, 2017, and 2019. I mean, voted to be. And he calls it Trump, Existential Threat to the New World Order by James D. Veltmeyer, M.D.
Now, Peggy Hall, she has actions she has taken that have been successful in stopping these mask ordinances specifically?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, because I am about to interview somebody from Bareface Legal this week, and about exactly this. These are lawyers as well who are addressing this. So, we have to do everything we can to get oxygen in our bodies. That we are fighting this fight over oxygen is really pretty basic stuff, huh?
Over oxygen. I mean,
it really is about oxygen.
We can get into sarcasm and stuff, and it at some point it was like, this is so ridiculous, but now it's like,
this is not sarcasm. I am not being sarcastic.
I'm just saying it's not funny anymore.
Oxygen.
I know. So. I'm just saying it's you agree with me at this point. I'm failing to see this humor in our current crises. You know what I mean?
Right. But I was just saying, when you the nuances of your face when you speak are lost behind a mask, but nothing compares to losing oxygen. But I was going to say something else. I forgot. Oh, sorry. So I just interviewed an assemblyman in New York that let me know that our governor has complete autonomy through April of next year.
Mm-hmm.
This is unflipping believable. The legislature has not been in session since March. He has complete and utter autonomy.
Yeah, to me, I'm sure you can find laws that he broke. I mean, this is why I asked Ammon Bundy last week. I said, you know, why isn't there a call to arrest our governor for all the laws, the statutes he's broken, the constitutions he's violated? I mean, really becoming an out-and-out dictator along with the head of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. I mean, it's like they're working tandem. They sign all these proclamations together. And I think it's criminal. We don't have enough cases to even warrant it. The tests aren't, you know, 100% accurate. They've never proven how, you know, contagious and infectious it is. And this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the common cold. That's, you know, maybe has another component in it. But, you know, everyone that got sick this last winter that I know, they said, this is the worst cold / flu I've gotten. And they believe that they had it. But they're alive now. They knew how to treat it naturally. I somehow bypassed it. But I know my sister and another friend. So, you know, they weren't, like, getting anyone else sick. I was around my sister and around my friend, so it can't be that contagious. And, you know, what would they test? So then there's the big thing in Atlantic. Did you see that article that was in the Atlantic Monthly, a mainstream magazine, showing how could the CDC screw up this bad? They have two different types of testing going. One is a virus-based test, and the other one is an antibody test that shows, you know, whether you have had it possibly historically or not, you know. So one's a PCR test, and the other one is, you know, so there's two. One's a blood test. So anyway, there are two different types of tests, and they reveal different types of information. One shows whether you have an active underlying infection. The other one shows if you've had the infection. Well, they're mixing them all up. And people that don't know anything, I mean, they're reporting in the mainstream, like, how could this happen? How could the CDC be so incompetent? Well, it's not just incompetence. They're part of the deep state. They want to do everything to increase cases. So we saw in Texas how someone who, you know, possibly tested positive, you know, even in the face of false positives, right? And then they have 16 contacts, and all their contacts are alleged to be positive too, that means there's 70 cases, and this goes into their statistics. This is why we're seeing this, you know, exponential rise in cases in the middle of the summer when you're getting vitamin D on your skin, for heaven's sake, you know. I mean, this is not when people get the cold and flu in the middle of summer. Unless they're, you know, quarantined, isolated, not allowed to leave the house. You know, but most people are outside, you know, getting swimming and getting sunshine and having fruit and vegetables. I mean, this is the time of year that people get healthy to prepare for the winter months, you know?
I don't know if you saw that in Rockland County in New York, that if you refuse to see a contact tracer, which is happening all the time, people are not welcoming them in their homes,
right,
that you can be subpoenaed.
I've heard that too, and I would just, that's where I would just say, I do not consent. And, you know, I would be doing, frankly, the American Assembly, you know, with Anna von Reitz, and contact your state coordinator and get out of their jurisdiction as fast as possible. I mean, you've got to at some point assert your rights and just not bow down. I mean, I would just say no. I mean, there's no way. This test is invasive, for one. I mean, they're putting something up your nose. They already admitted, and this is in the Washington Post, mainstream media. You mentioned it last week, I believe, Sally, how they're contaminated, these tests. And they said, well, just the initial tests were contaminated. Well, how do we know it's just the initial tests? Where are all these other tests coming from? They say there's 120 different companies providing tests, and many of these, you know, test kits are coming from China.
And also, Dr. Caldwell said that they're chipping you with the test. They wouldn't need to stick it all the way up your nose if they didn't have a chip in it. That's the purpose of it.
Exactly. I think it's just disgusting. Why can't they do a saliva test? See, I would be refusing it just on that ground. I am not going to have something going way up in my nasal cavity where you could be putting something in rather than, you know, taking anything out. And I'm not going to share my genetic material with the government. I'm not in a newborn screening for that same reason. I don't want my RNA DNA to be shared with people that, you know, do Frankenstein kind of experiments and try to target us genetically.
Right. Yeah, the whole thing is a mess. Everything is contaminated, cancer-causing, chipping. The test must be avoided at all cost because
absolutely,
that's the first step, and then the track, trace, and administer whatever medicament they wish. But the removal of children from the home, this is the first step in removing children from the home, and this is happening. It's not, they show an isolated case and everyone thinks it's the only one, but it's not. This is happening in Texas right now. It's happening elsewhere. You hear this, that, and the other. All I can say is nobody's reporting on it except what we are hearing from real people who have real knowledge. But there's no reporting except for one incident. And they were saying if you don't have enough bathrooms in your house for everyone to have an individual bathroom, and then they want to take you away to a place where everybody's going to be congested.
Right.
There's a huge irony there. Anyway, I'm concerned about the children. I feel that this is what won't they do to children? And how can they have power over their parents? Take their children. You know, if you want to control the adult, take the child.
Well, this is why we've said there's no jurisdiction unless they, you know, did some funny business with birth certificates. So, you know, I've been, you know, screaming for years, you know, have your baby outside of the system. You know, I have all the books on how to do it yourself. If you don't want a licensed midwife, you know, get a lay midwife or get a family friend that, you know, it's not rocket science how, you know, having a baby, but if you could avoid that birth certificate's worth over $500,000.
To whom?
You know, that's how they do the whole, why we have this debt, but it's, you know, there always has to be some collateral for them borrowing money from the Federal Reserve System. And the collateral has been us through the birth certificates. So, and then of course the national parks, and you know, it kind of goes on and on. You know, there's always one, you know, more piece of collateral, and we're pretty much at the end of the Ponzi scheme. So it'll be interesting. You know, I'm sure there's other RBN hosts that have, you know, discussed, you know, some of the more deep economic ramifications of the period of history we're going through right now, and you know, some of the meaning of Trump taking over the Federal Reserve System and putting it back in the U.S. Treasury. So that's a pretty big move and bold move that he did, too. It obviously ticked off the globalists. But I'm just saying, you know, he definitely, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think he's dumb at all, and he has key people that are advisors, and it's not like he's operating in a vacuum of, you know, lack of advice and help. He definitely has a team behind him, and each move is calculated. So, the jury's out still on Trump.
Well, Barr is saying back in April that he's going to go after governors who do unconstitutional things. And I haven't, I don't know, is he? I haven't seen any movement. I've seen the proclamation.
Yeah, I haven't seen any movement either.
Do it next year or right away? I mean, why would you?
No, I would think that this is the summer of, I think there's a lot that's going to happen this whole summer. But, you know, there's a level of chaos and mayhem that I believe people needed to see in order to wake up to the depth of depravity that these mayors and governors have gone. And, yes, they're all Democrats, or like our governor is, you know, a Republican in wolf's clothing.
Okay, we'll be right back with Ingrid Castle on Vaccine Free America. I'm Sally Olcordy.
It's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea.
Hi there, that's Daz Nez singing Word to the Wise. He's my bumper music for Vaccine Free America. The artwork that has been implemented for the show is by Joe Jones. I'm your host, Sally L. Cordy, and I wouldn't have this show if it weren't for Ingrid Castle. And she's my guest for the first anniversary of our program on republicbroadcasting.org. So, nobody's called in to say what independence means to them because they're outside enjoying their freedom right now. So, Ingrid, it's left to you and I. May I say what independence means to me?
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, because I pretty much took over the show with all that stuff. So I'm like, okay, Sally. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just thinking during the break, I really should say something. It's freedom from poison. I want to be free of poison. Poison in the air, poison in the water, poison in the medicine, poison in the food. That, for me, to be free of poison would be to be free. That's it. I want to be poison free.
Yeah, but I totally agree. I mean, we should be free of the poison of our air, food, and water, period, because those are it's the air, food, and water that sustain life, at least biological life. So, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, we should have a fundamental right is a right to life, a right to liberty, freedom, and property, because the reason it's not pursuit of happiness, it's always was property, is because you need to have your own property in order to grow the food and have the water and the clean air to sustain life.
Well, yeah, pretty basic, you know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is pretty basic.
Well, the first time I ran for a public office, I made a list of things that we were going to nix. I had no plan to do a blessed thing just to get rid of all the stuff that was bad. And it was a list of 84 things. And I found that on the New World Order manifesto, 72 of the worst of them were on it. So I thought, well, okay, I'm not crazy. This is what's wrong, and it's deliberate. I just didn't know it was from one group of ne'er-do-wells or horrible people, thugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if all these groups are funded by the same source. It seems that, you know, all of the darkness that's been hidden in the planet is just, you know, coming to light, and it's in the open for everyone to see. And they've all seemed to join their forces and, you know, creating chaos and destruction. And it's wicked. But, you know, the children, I have to admit that every time you say, you know, what they're doing to the children, that's what pulls on my heartstrings. And that's why I'm in this fight, always protect children.
Well, Ingrid and I are completely simpatico when it comes to that. We are child survival advocates, proud to be. You have Vaccine Free America. Stick around, and I wisely, and Ingrid's guest, Ammon Bundy. Okay, cheerio, everyone. Happy anniversary to us, and happy 4th of July.
Yes, congratulations, Sally. You have one of the best shows on RBN. Thank you.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.